Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. During the coldest days of the year, we all start to crave a big steaming kettle of stew. Ordinarily, I would think of a beef stew as being my go-to dinner idea, but with a little thought, you can actually come up with a vegetable-based stew that is equally satisfying, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, the trick, I think, is finding ingredients that can both fill you up and satisfy you.
Yeah, and I think it's important to, in 2016, as we all really think about both eating healthy and also sort of taking care of the world in which we live, to try and cut down on the amount of meat, you know, that we're eating, and go more into these sort of vegetable-based dishes, because they can be delightful, and they certainly do good all around, both for you and the rest of the world.
They do. It depends how far you want to go into it, because we use broths for a lot of these. Now, you can use chicken broth, but actually there's a lot of good vegetable broths out there.
Certainly.
And I think I like to find something in the stew that's going to be sort of a meat substitute.
Uh-huh.
And I think one of the classics is garbanzo beans.
Sure. That sort of textural consistency you get from them.
And I think there's a word of philosophy about this. And I would say don't hurry the stew along necessarily.
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is those very slow cook items. Certainly these things are great to do in your slow cooker, your crock pot.
Absolutely.
Or start them, you know, Sunday morning and, you know, let them cook all day.
All day long.
Be ready for dinner.
I went surfing in the web to try to find some, and I found a really good recipe by Tara Parker Pope, who wrote this up for the New York Times.
Uh-huh.
It's a chickpea and winter vegetable stew, and it touches a lot of the bases we've been talking about. There are 8 different vegetables that she uses, and the recipe calls for vegetable broth, and it does have chickpeas for that great chewy texture.
Sure.
And it also works a very tasty condiment into the recipe, harissa.
Oh, and I actually made that for the first time other day. Yeah. Remarkably simple to make, but incredibly complex in the things it does when you add it to certain things.
Yeah.
We were using it in Mirguez sausage, but you can make it at home. It's dried red chilies, it's, you know, sweet red pepper, garlic, cumin, coriander ground into a paste, and it's really nice to use in a lot of things.
Another recipe that I found out was the winter vegetable stew from Williams-Sonoma.
Uh-huh.
And this one was neat because it used vinegars as being an important component in it. And again, we have the usual suspects for our vegetables, but they used sherry as one of the liquids, and then sherry vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, after it had been cooked, they brightened everything with some lemon juice and some lemon zest.
Yes.
So what this is doing, it's livening up what could become a kind of a ponderous dish.
Yeah.
And keeping it good.
Adding some balance.
That's right. Yeah. And it's so cool. Here's one that I wrote the recipe and tried it out last night. It worked beautifully.
Nice.
It's a roasted winter vegetable and barley stew.
Mm.
And the point of this is that you usually have some kind of a starch with it. Potatoes or rice come to mind.
Yeah.
But go healthy. Try barley or quinoa, bulgur wheat we like a lot.
Yep.
The usual suspects for the vegetables. And then what we did, though, to make it different was we roasted the vegetables before putting it in.
Sure.
And we cooked everything together, and I like to use a little balsamic vinegar to brighten it at the end. Jerry, it was really, really good.
Yeah.
And so satisfying. A little bit went a long way.
I bet.
Vicki and I pushed away from the table quite full.
Perfect.
So we're going to put all of these ideas for winter stews on the website. We hope you try them.
Yes.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.